the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, President-elect Donald Trump says his administration has no choice but to carry out mass deportations, no matter the cost. Trump tells NBC News, people have killed and murdered. Drug lords have destroyed countries, and now they have to leave. He says he welcomes people to the U.S., but they have to come legally. Meantime, which party will have the majority of the House is still up in the air, but Republicans are expressing confidence they'll take control once all the votes are counted. The GOP needs 218 seats to keep control. The Democrats, meantime, say that they're still hopeful they can flip seats. If the GOP keeps control, it will give them control of both houses in Congress. Two Pennsylvania men were killed as they changed a tire along Route 78 before late Wednesday afternoon.
State police said the minivan was parked on the right shoulder along the eastbound lanes near exit 36 around 5:25 p.m. A passenger vehicle went into the shoulder around this time and into the guardrail, striking the two victims who were standing behind their minivan, officials said. The pair were pronounced dead at the scene. No charges have been filed. It was the fifth fatal crash on Route 78 this year and the first in Somerset County this year, according to state police records. Danny DiCorsenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Horrifying new details have been released about the murder of a South Jersey detective during a detention hearing for the suspects in Sergeant Monica Mosley's death. Prosecutors say she was getting ready for bed when three men kicked down her door. She managed to get off three shots from her service weapon, hitting one suspect in the chest. Investigators say she was shot in her knee and fell to the ground. And as she raised her hand to defend herself, she was shot in the wrist. A suspect then fired a bullet into the back of her head, execution style. That was the fatal shot. Prosecutors have still not disclosed if she knew any of her attackers or a motive for the attack. In New Jersey, it costs a typical family nearly 16% of their annual income for full-time daycare for one infant. That equates to about $19,600 annually in New Jersey, according to a Bankrate survey. Analyst Alex Gailey says childcare is treated as a private market with a lot of regulations.
So it's a really tough industry to make money in. And that means that everyone is stretched to their maximum, and daycares pass a lot of those costs on to families, but families are feeling like they just can't pay any more than they already are.
New Jersey's annual infant care cost is above the national estimate. On average, full-time center-based infant care costs around $14,000 annually per child in the U.S., or 15% of their annual income. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Some upcoming rain, but not enough for the severe drought. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 incident weather continues under this red flag warning, as we're going to have that till 6 p.m. High fire danger as a result of the gusty winds we could see and also the ongoing drought. Sunshine is expected, though, the rest of today. It'll be highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Clear in the overnight, generally in the low 40s, but the northwest hills dip back into the 30s. Tomorrow, we're going to have a good deal of sunshine. It will be cooler, only getting back to the mid to upper 50s. And then cloud cover on Sunday increases, with showers arriving towards the evening, steadiest overnight, and highs will be in the mid to upper 50s. Early next week, a brief warm-up in store Monday, highs in the upper 60s with sunshine, and then temps are back to seasonable on Tuesday, and that'll be with a couple clouds moving in. This is Jeff Nordine.
Right now in Clinton, 67, Jackson, 67, Millville, 70. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not working? Not keeping you warm? Or if you have a leaky faucet or backup sewer line or not enough hot water, call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.